Yes, Father, behold the Lamb, my son Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and Father, we come in here singing His praises, delighting in His word. Oh, praise be to God, we are redeemed. Oh, bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, we praise you now. We're going to praise you forever. Oh, praise you forever. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And Lord, thank you, God, that we're brand new. All things been passed away. All things have been made new. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Oh, the liberty in Christ, the grace and mercy of our Lord. And we're here to just praise you and honor you and thank you, God, and give you all glory. Lord, anoint your word. Anoint your vessels. Lord, bring and pour down. Let it be dripping from the people today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I can say, Lord, you got my attention. Hallelujah. But you know what? We've got His attention too. What a love story. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bibles today to Numbers chapter 13. That precious encouragement of the promise of God to His people. Beginning in verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan. See, notice that. Search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Jump down to verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come into Hamath. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Iman and Sheshai and Tamai and the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. And the place was called the brook of Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Blessed Canaan, the promise, praise God, the promised land to Israel. And grace alone, had already made the provision that was theirs. And you think of the grace of God. All the murmuring, and I'm not even talking about the murmuring in the wilderness. I'm talking about the murmuring before they were imprisoned in Egypt. And then even those 400 years that they were enslaved in Egypt. But God and His promises, and that our God cannot deny Himself. Praise be to God. But grace had already made that provision that it was theirs. And all they had to do was enter into it. They didn't have to beg God. They didn't have to do certain things. They just had to go in and possess the land. Enter in, dwell in it, inhabit it by faith. Faith that God and His word had promised Canaan to Israel. Amen. And that is the way, though, and always the way it is with God, brothers and sisters. His word is true, and His promises are yea and amen. It has never changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise His name. So, can you hear the Lord say the same thing to you? We can say to us, but today, truly, can you hear the Lord say the same thing of His promises that are to you? And I'm speaking specifically today, truly, of our Canaan for the New Testament. The promise and provision of our Canaan, praise God, that comes through Paul's gospel. Oh yes, the promise through Paul's gospel that's all been given. All been given. Praise God, the bridal truth. The promise of it, brothers and sisters. The promise, praise God, that is set before us all by grace, already given, of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. With His promises, there's no difference. When He says it's yours, it's yours. But just like then is just like now. It's never changed. All we have to do is enter into it, dwell in it, and inhabit it by faith. Praise God. Faith in the grace of God. Amen. Not faith in my faithfulness. See, that was the problem. Many different problems. I mean, you talk about the problems that we have as people. But the problems of those children in the wilderness, whether it was self-righteousness, indifference, unbelief, all of those things just plaguing them. When the whole key was, have faith in my grace. Have faith in my grace. Know my ways. And the ways of the Lord are love. The ways of the Lord are grace. Amen. Time and time again. If it was our works, mankind would have been destroyed a long time ago. Matter of fact, Adam and Eve would have never made it out of the garden. It was over. But that was God's plan. The plan of grace. The plan of His Son. The plan of the Lamb of God. And that plan never changes. All glory is always going to go to His Son. How does that glory come? Through grace. Something that I can't merit. Something that I don't deserve. Something that's so incredible beyond the understanding of love, but the very love of Christ, that is so beyond, yet through and by the Holy Ghost, who takes the love of God and sheds abroad that knowledge in my heart. I can believe the scriptures. I can believe my promise is just as simple. Son, I've given it. Get on in there. Inhabit it. Dwell in it. Enjoy it. And praise be to God. Stay in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. How sweet. It never changes. This is faith in His marvelous grace. And faith in His grace is the only thing that brings glory. You can never get glory without grace. It's always grace and glory, or the glory of His grace. Because that's why He is all glorious, because He's all grace. And the truth, and all the truth, is about His glorious grace. See, it's in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace, in His kindness to us who believe. That's the truth. The truth is grace. The truth is His love. The truth is that's who, praise God, behold, the Lamb is full of grace and truth. I thank the Lord that there is no limit. There's no limit to the glory of God. It's limitless. Even to us, even the fullness of the glory to be His bride, to be His wife. As He said in so many different ways, but I love this, that the woman is the glory of man. As He speaks of His wife descending from heaven, she has the glory of God. She is His glory. She is His crowning. See, He will not take that throne as king. He sits on the right hand of the Father until He has His crowning, His wife. That's what He wants for you to take. That's what He wants for me to take. That's our Canaan. Will we just step on in? Isn't it marvelous? It's never changed. It's that simple. He wants His grace to be magnified. Think over all those years, again, in the wilderness, 40 years, they saw those mighty acts of God. They knew and they were told that wondrous story. I'm bringing you out for my promise. My promise to Israel. My promise that will never be broken. And yet they murmured and murmured and murmured, and God poured grace and grace and grace. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. And we can have it if we'll just step in. Now, truly, it does. It sounds like the biggest no-brainer of the ages. But once again, with these ones that were here there in the wilderness, this Israel, and let's say they believe somewhere maybe 2, 3, 4 million of them that walked out there in the wilderness. 4 million of them. That their clothes never wore out. 4 million of them that God had manna every morning that they would come out and get. 4 million of them that saw the water come forth from a flinty rock. 4 million of them that walked across on dry ground across the sea and then watched Pharaoh and his army be consumed by that little teeny puddle of water. You know what the scientists say. Those scientists better be looking out what God just did with a 200-mile wind down there in the Bahamas. There's dry sea ground out there that goes for tens of thousands of miles. Pharaoh, know it. That's who fights for you. That's who fights for you. All right. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, here they were. They saw those things. All of them. But they were too afraid and too unbelieving, too self-righteousness, too much murmuring, too much about themselves. Even though that land was so rich beyond anything they've ever seen, ever imagined, ever knew. Even though the abundance in Canaan was overflowing beyond anything they ever experienced. Even though it was already given to them by God and instructed of God through His word, through His prophet, go in there and take it. Even though all of those 4 million were just a few feet away, time and time again, 40 years walking around it. They were right there. Only 2 adults of all of those millions entered into the promise. Now you think about that. And I'm here to tell you, bridal truth believers in the same Canaan in type that's offered today are mighty rare. They're rare. Just like those millions. For 40 years, they heard of Canaan. I know that we have heard the bridal truth for years in here. I was thinking how there's some in here sitting today that have heard the bridal truth for over 80 years. Amazing, isn't it? Oh, yeah. But now is the time. See, we can be hearing about a promise of the Lord. And you can take this even individually with trials that we've had. You think about that you've had a hard time believing God about. And then God showed you how faithful He is. Even in your unbelief, He abided faithful, right? Amen, He does. But how you walked around the promise that He'd never leave you nor forsake you. That you walked around that, you know, in due time, He's going to take you out. That you walked around a situation where you thought that the situation was too big, but nothing's hard for my God. Amen. That you walked around a healing maybe you needed in your life or somebody else, and no, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is something that we can't walk around any longer. Brothers and sisters, the time is now. And right now, we all better believe by His grace and in His grace and step over into this wonderful promise, or it's going to be too late. That time is going to be no more, and it's going to be no longer. Look over here in verse 20. Be of good courage. Bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. See, it had to be seized right then. They had to go in and they had to get it right then. That opportunity was at that moment. And those millions that didn't take that opportunity, their bones waxed in the desert. Even though they heard of that promise over all of those years. But two of them took that encouragement. Joshua and Caleb. And Caleb had to quiet the people. And I love that when he comes back, he has them be still. And he said, we need to go now. God said the first ripe grapes were ripe now. It's time to go get that fruit right now. And those two did. And you know what happened? They got it. And you know what happened to those millions that delayed? They missed it. Even though the same message was preached, the same thing was heard year after year, month after month, day after day, they all experienced the same thing in hearing. But who listened, who believed, and who moved into it? Amen. The ark's getting ready to go. It's getting ready to pull out. Hallelujah. It's coming. Yes, it is. The first ripe grapes, praise God, are going to be those of good courage. And that's good courage in the grace of God. In the grace of God. In nothing but the grace of God. I am confident in His grace. I'm confident in His mercy. That's why I welled up with tears. I'm redeemed. Oh, hallelujah. I ain't who I used to be. Praise God, that old man is dead. Dead and gone. It's wonderful. And He gives me grace, and He gives me all grace for all sufficiency in all things, always. To superabound to every good work. And I'll tell you what, I need a lot of good works to get over this guy. A lot. And every one of them works that I'm going to walk in that are good to get over this guy are grace. Our grace. Grace to wait. Grace to be patient. Grace to hit my knees. Grace to be on my knees and dwell on my knees. Grace, praise God, to not remain in guilt. Grace, praise God, when He exalts me. That I say, oh Lord, You must increase and I must further decrease. Grace when I'm hurt. Thank You, Jesus. Forgetting those things which be behind. We're moving on. I'm moving on. He redeemed me. Hallelujah. Get on it. This last trip I just took. Some of you, I'm trying to learn a little bit of it, but I don't think I want to turn too much. But putting it there on Facebook, I put some pictures. And I was in that wine country. And those grapes on the vine were so marvelous, incredible. They were full and beautiful and magnificent. And you could see that the husbandmen of the fields were anticipating. They were readied. They could see that the first ripe grapes, they were ready for harvest. And it was true. Their excitement was going on out there. And all I can say was, come on. Come on. What do you think the Lord is getting at here? Look at what we've just read. This promise is so rich, it took two men just to carry out one cluster of grapes. Did you miss that? Two men with a stave. One cluster. 150, 200 pounds. I didn't see a cluster of grapes that big. But I have seen one. As a matter of fact, I've been feasting on one. With you, praise be to God. Oh, how wonderful. But brothers and sisters, this is what this is talking about here. This to me is that exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Exceeding an eternal weight of glory. And he's getting ready to pluck it right on out of here. And we must be feasting on it. But see, you got to get out there and walk in the land to feast of it. You can't just hear about it. You can't just say, wow, that's some great stuff. Get on in there. Go see it. It's amazing. It'll be way beyond. It'll blow your mind how rich it is. Said it many times, like people told me about the Grand Canyon. Oh, this is great. Show you pictures. You get there and you go. Remember, whoever's been out there, first time you ever walked on that rim, you're going out there like this, and it looks like can't really see anything, and as you kind of get up there, and then it's like. And really, it takes your breath away, takes your speech away, and you're just gazing on it. The half has not been told. We've got a better thing. Could you imagine going in there and seeing grapes that big? You know, they just saw, in a sense, an act of God. He said, wow, God can make this. No, see, Caleb and Joshua, what they saw was, this is my God. See, God gives us things that never entered into the hearts and thoughts and intents of anything of man. Way beyond anything that you could ever imagine. And that's not just for someday, that's for right now. And that's what Paul's gospel will do in your life. That's the bridal message, that if you'll just step in there by faith. Understand, this ain't a work of your own. This is nothing that you could merit. God just said it and it's so. What don't we get that when we're a son of God, we've got a father that gave us everything. It's all yours. It's all yours. See, even this world, don't get me wrong, but I laugh at it and mock. I'm so thankful we are a giving country. We give to one another. We give to people in need, and I get all that. But it's all about philanthropy. Did you know that? That's how you get your name on a plaque. That's how you've done some good things. So when you stand before God, huh? Nah, I ain't going to stand before God. I'm going to stand with God. You stand before that white throne of judgment, and you're thinking, well, look, I got my name on a plaque. Well, your name ain't in this book. And welcome to the lake of fire. See, we're in that day. We're in a day where they say, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't give that much to your kids. I'm glad my father said, I want to give everything to my kid. That's my father. That's your father. Quit trying to let man's mind in here. Quit trying to think somehow you merit something or, well, we need to share this thing here or that or whatever. He is interested in you. You as if you were the only one. That's how he deals with you. I don't know how he does it. But just like ministering right now, I know he's ministering to us, but he's ministering to me. You know that. He talks to all of us, but I'm at a table for two and there ain't anybody else in the restaurant. And that's the truth. But that's how God is. He enters us into that oneness. Oh, Jesus, come in. Come in, come in, come in. Let us believe this morning. This is the wonder of it all. You get in there, the more you'll see. You get in there, the more you'll want to walk through it. And walk through it till he come. So the only thing is, let's eat of them grapes. Let's take out the fruit. Let's be feasting on Paul's gospel more and more. Let's get the fullness of the Spirit in here. Let the fullness of the joy of the Holy Ghost reign in my life. That ain't in this world. That ain't in the thoughts and the cares of this life. That's going to steal it from me. When I enter into the promise of God, let me tell you something. It's only the things that are above. It's only the things that are going to be forever. You'll never find anything of the world that's going to be in here that's going to be the forever. It will rob you. It'll steal from you. You might feel good for a moment. But that's what the enemy does. He's that one hit wonder that keeps trying to hit you, so he can kill, steal, and to destroy you. God is the only giver of life and his son. And we've got it all. And the first ripe grapes are here. We do not need to delay. Brothers and sisters, it's a windfall, and those that will take it will be taken first. There's going to be overflowing. I thank the Lord. I was rejoicing as I went through that wine country. I was thinking, oh Lord, I've been receiving the kisses of you from the kisses of your mouth. It's like the fine wine to me. I keep drinking that up, and I'm going to tell you what, you talk about a fat grape going to be for him. And I'm getting all mashed up, squeezed, pressed out of measure, hurt, little bruise. But man, that's how the sweetest wine comes forth for him. Know it. And someday he's going to drink from my lips. He's going to take from me, and it's going to be the sweetest wine to him. I believe him. I believe his grace. I believe, Lord, you are making me glory for you. Glory for him. Isn't that wonderful? I'm not out there someday to go up there and to behold his glory. I believe in the grace of God. I will be the glory for him. That's where we're at. What will you take? Will you just step on over there by faith this morning? Don't be one of those millions that have heard. And there have been a lot of folks that come through this place. There's a lot of folks that have heard the bridal message. Millions upon millions. But what will you do with it? Will you just be one of the hearers only? Or will you let him do it? Lord, I believe in your grace. I'm not listening to what people say of me. I'm not listening to my brain thinking that there's something else I need to achieve in this life. I know, praise God, Lord, you are everything. And by the grace of God and your love for me, I want to be everything for you.
And I've seen it in the
praise God.
If I get knocked down, I get back up.
Praise God.
Doesn't matter. Stay in the heavenlies.
Amen. While every head is bowed, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the great, amazing, wonderful, beautiful, magnificent grace. And you have given us all of it because you have given us Jesus. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.